Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
You're welcome, Bruce. It's good to be with you.
As part of its November e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released the results of a survey conducted this summer, which requested industry input on the usefulness and enhancements to the Swine Health Information Center's monthly domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. First of all, what was the purpose of this survey? Who was invited to take part in the survey and how? And representing what segments of the pork sector?
Sure. We have been doing the domestic disease monitoring report, I think now since 2016 or 2017. And this is a process check is what it essentially is. It's a check on value. It's a check on, are we doing the things right? Do people appreciate what they're getting? Are there things that we can improve upon? What do they like and what don't they like? So that was the idea. It went out to a broad audience of people that have signed up for the newsletter across the U.S. and internationally. So what we're interested in is getting feedback from people that actually use the newsletter or use this monitoring report within our newsletter to make sure that we're doing the best job that we can to give them some value in that report.
What were the key findings of the survey?
Well, you know, Bruce, the thing with this is it's easy to ask questions that you want to ask because you know you're going to get good answers. And one of the things that we tried to do with this survey was to ask difficult questions. And we wanted people to give honest feedback on difficult questions of introspection for us. What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? And how can we do better? And what do you need? It was good in that when we asked them about value, my goodness, it was overwhelming the response that the reports are valuable, that they appreciate them. It keeps me up to date on new threats. It's a concise report to reference when talking with producers. The graphs allow comparison for my clients' herds to the rest of the herds in the country. All of those types of useful teaching tool comments, all of those things were response in value. So that was good to hear. We also asked them if the report was actionable for them, because one of the things that I'm really interested in with the Swine Health Information Center is not just to give you information, not just to send a newsletter out, but I want that newsletter to be usable. I want it to be something that is a usable tool, and it leads to actions, because if we provide information that leads to actions, then we can also get to the spot where we're providing information where we're making improvements. And so we asked the folks about the actionables from the reports. Three-fourths of the folks with the domestic disease monitoring report responses said that they are actionable, that it helps them to fine-tune biosecurity. It helps to keep them up to date on PERS trending up in an area or another. And so there are actionables that that come out of that domestically. The global monitoring report, for those participants, almost two-thirds of those said that they find it actionable as well. Research focus, for example, informed risk management conditions, awareness of where ASF is from a travel as well as a spread standpoint. Those types of things are actionable for people as they go about doing their business. So I was really heartened to hear that the positive response that we got from how these reports are actually being used.
How how typically is information contained in the reports typically used, by whom, and for what purposes?
Well, there's a variety of different disease report information in the different disease reports. In the domestic monitoring report, we include information on PERS. We include information on mycoplasma, on the enteric coronaviruses, the PDCoV and PED. We also include information on syndromes. So it's not all the time just about a specific pathogen, but we also report on the compilation of syndromes coming into the diagnostic labs. In the disease monitoring report globally, we provide an update on both the what we term hard sources or official sources of emerging diseases around the world. ASF certainly is a high value target for us right now. It's a high interest target. Foot and mouth disease, classical swine fever are additional ones, as well as there are some reports on high path PERS outbreaks, for example. So those international reports contain those kinds of information from hard sources, as well as information from what we term soft sources. So we also, besides scouring the official websites of countries and international organizations, we also scour magazines and newspapers in countries of interest to see if there are articles of interest about pig health that we may want to follow up on or include in our report. A recent example is one in Ecuador. There is an article about a swine mortality event, an outbreak that was causing mortalities. And that was a report from an article that ended up on a website that we found that we said, let's find out some more about this. And we've been reporting on that since it was discovered. It's not unlike, it is, as a matter of fact, it's like our reporting of the ASF outbreak on the island of Hispaniola. At one point, our research uncovered an article about a disease event in the Dominican Republic. And we asked the USDA if they had information about that disease event in the DR. And they said that their sources tell them that it's a bacterial pneumonia that should be controllable by antibiotics. We stayed after watching that and monitoring that. And it was only a few weeks later that the Dominican Republic came out with their official notice that they had broken with African swine fever.
How will results of this survey be used, by whom, and for what purposes?
One of the things that we want to do with the survey is also ask people, what are they interested in? What additional pathogens or what additional reports would you like us to consider reporting on? For example, in the domestic report, there were requests for things like erysipelas, strep equi subspecies zoepidemicus. PCV3 is one that seems to be an more interest to producers and veterinarians. Our classical PCV2 is primarily controlled by vaccination, but PCV3, a different type, seems to be getting some legs in the countryside. So there's a variety of different things that people are interested in. We're going to take those into account, look at the opportunities for expanding the reports, but doing so in a manner that will again ensure that there's a return on the investment and there'll be actionable information that comes out of them.
And is there anything you would like to add?
This whole idea of monitoring and doing surveys and trying to find out how to better serve our constituents, our readers, our stakeholders, is a great example of the type of collaboration that we have across the industry. We have five veterinary diagnostic labs that voluntarily submit their information, their testing information, into a central spot where we can compile it, put it together, and we can then report it. That happens at with our contractors at Iowa State University. At the University of Minnesota, they do a similar thing with the International Disease Report, in that monitoring the hard and the soft sources of information and put together the Global Disease Monitoring Report through the University of Minnesota. It's a great example of collaboration. I think it's a great example of how the Swine Health Information Center strives to meet its goals and strives to meet its purpose in providing people information about endemic as well as emerging diseases domestically and around the world.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I just want to make sure that people are aware that they can go to the swinehealth.org website also, Bruce, and they can access both the international and the domestic disease reports on the website at swinehealth.org, or they can sign up for the newsletter. Our Swine Health newsletter comes out once a month, and both these international and the domestic reports are included in the newsletter that could be coming to your inbox automatically once a month, the first part of the month. They can sign up for the newsletter on the swinehealth.org website as well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce. It's good to visit with you.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For FarmScape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.